Hey there, awesome people. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things Stoic. And let me tell you, we're diving into something super crucial today. Cultivating patience and perseverance when it comes to personal growth. Ever feel like you're climbing a mountain only to get stuck halfway up, questioning everything? Yeah, that happens to the best of us. But guess what? The Stoics had some seriously awesome wisdom about navigating those moments. They knew that personal growth isn't a sprint. It's a marathon. A marathon with lots of uphill climbs and maybe even a few unexpected detours. But hey, who wants a flat, boring journey anyway? So, get ready to level up your resilience, because we're breaking down 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate that Stoic mindset. First off, remember that progress isn't always linear. Ever notice how sometimes you feel like you're crushing it, and suddenly BAM a setback throws you off? It happens. The Stoics understood this and emphasized focusing on the journey itself, not just the destination. Think of it like learning an instrument. You don't become a virtuoso overnight. There are days when everything clicks, and days when you feel like your fingers are made of lead. But with consistent practice and patience, you get better. That's personal growth in a nutshell. Next up, embrace challenges as opportunities for growth. Seriously, those pesky roadblocks. They're not there to sabotage you, they're there to strengthen you. The Stoics believe that adversity is inevitable, but how we react to it defines us. So, when you hit a wall, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I use this as fuel to become even stronger? It's like that scene in Rocky where he trains with Apollo to create the guy who's beating him at every turn. But Rocky uses those challenges to push himself further and ultimately win. There, practice self-compassion. We all have moments of weakness, days when we stumble, and times when we feel like giving up. The Stoics knew that being hard on yourself is counterproductive. They encouraged treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer a friend going through a tough time. So, next time you're feeling discouraged, remember to be your own cheerleader. Remind yourself of your strengths and past successes. Speaking of resilience, let's talk about focusing on what's within our control. We can't always control the external world, think traffic jams, unexpected deadlines, or that rain cloud ruining your picnic plans. But we can control our reactions to those things. The Stoics believed in channeling our energy into what truly matters. Our thoughts, actions, and responses. So, when life throws you a curveball, take a deep breath, assess the situation, and focus on how you want to respond. Finally, remember that personal growth is a lifelong journey. There's no finish line, just constant learning and evolving. The Stoics embraced this idea of continuous improvement, always seeking wisdom and striving to become better versions of ourselves. So, keep learning, keep growing, and never stop challenging yourself. Now, imagine you're trying to learn a new language. It's exciting at first, all those new words and phrases. But then comes the plateau. You hit that wall where things feel frustratingly slow. You start questioning if it was even worth the effort. This is where patience and perseverance come in. Remember, mastering any skill takes time and dedication. There will be days when you feel like giving up, but push through those moments. Celebrate small victories along the way, that new word you learn, that conversation you manage to have. Those little wins add up to major progress over time. So, what are your biggest takeaways from today's episode? I hope it's this. Cultivating patience and perseverance is essential for personal growth. Embrace those challenges, treat yourself with kindness, focus on what's within your control, and remember that the journey itself is just as valuable as the destination. Ready to put these Stoic principles into action? Challenge yourself to identify one area where you can practice patience and perseverance this week. Maybe it's sticking to a new workout routine, learning a new skill, or even just being more patient with someone who's driving you crazy. We all have those days. Share your experiences on social media using the hashtag #HowToBeStoicLess. Create a community of support and growth together. And remember, keep striving for strength, wisdom, and courage. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.